Today is the Feast of Divine Mercy Sunday. Mercy can be defined as giving something good to someone who does not deserve it. Divine mercy, therefore, is the gift of God's love to us, even though we don't deserve it because of our sinful nature. Our gospel today takes us back to the evening of the first Easter Sunday to show us God's love for us. Our Lord demonstrates to the apostles just how real his divine mercy is when he passes through the locked doors of the upper room and he shows them his wounds, which are a physical manifestation of his infinite love for us. Jesus says, "Peace be with you," 3 times to the apostles. Peace, or in Jewish shalom, means much more than just the absence of conflict. Shalom means a restoration of our rightful relationship with God. As we recall, just 3 nights before, the apostles had doubts and fears. They denied Christ and abandoned him even when he needed them the most. They ran away in fear. Hiding in the upper room, they were certainly afraid of being found by the Jews. But they were also probably a little afraid that Jesus was not going to be pleased with their lack of faith. And yet, Christ wants to transcend all of their human failings. He wants to give them something they don't deserve. He wants to give them and recreate in them shalom, the environment of trust, reassurance, and intimacy with God that Adam and Eve originally had in the Garden of Eden. A sense of deep and abiding peace that is only possible through God. Christ shows the apostles his infinite mercy when he extends peace to them in the upper room. Their fears turn into rejoicing because our Lord offers them his loving forgiveness rather than the justice they deserve. Today we struggle with these same problems: fear, denial, mistrust, unfaithfulness, even feelings of unworthiness. The good news of the gospel is that we can readily receive that same divine mercy, the same shalom that the apostles received in the upper room through the sacrament of reconciliation. This is the essential mission of the church, the forgiveness of sins. In today's gospel, Jesus has given his church, the Catholic Church, the power to forgive sins through its bishops and priests. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. This forgiveness restores us back to shalom, a right relationship with God. But this mission of mercy, this spreading of peace, must not stop at the confessional. We are called through the gospel to bring this Easter message of mercy to the whole world. And yes, that includes our families. Our Lord shares his mission of mercy with the whole church when he says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Jesus even tells us we must share the mercy and forgiveness we have received in order that we might receive mercy and forgiveness ourselves. In the Sermon on the Mount, we hear, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." And when Jesus taught us the Our Father, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." We might ask ourselves and tell ourselves, "This is impossible." And you're right, it's impossible without God's grace. How can we access this divine mercy today? We can do this by remembering the ABCs of divine mercy. Ask for divine mercy, be merciful to others, and completely trust in God. A stands for ask for divine mercy. We do this through prayer and receiving the sacrament of reconciliation. God does not force mercy upon us. We must ask for it. Many people today think that because God is infinitely merciful, that he doesn't really care about sin anymore, or that sin doesn't really matter. But the opposite is true. Divine mercy exists because there will be a day of judgment, and hell is for real. The just punishment of our sins is death. God does not merely say, I will not punish you for what you have done. God in his justice requires atonement. In God's merciful plan of salvation, Jesus accepted the just punishment that is due to us because of our sins and the sins of the entire world when he died on the cross. He suffered because of our sins so that we might have salvation. This undeserved gift of divine mercy transforms us from the unworthy sinners that we are to brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need only to ask for his mercy, and it will be freely given to us. The next letter stands for B, or be merciful to others. God has treated us with divine mercy, not because we deserve it, but because he loves us. He expects us to do the same for others. We must show mercy to others. The typical worldly way of thinking when something goes wrong goes something like this: mercy for ourselves and justice for others. We claim we only want to be fair when we seek justice for others. Jesus gives mercy to us all and expects us to do the same for others. We can begin to act like Jesus and become instruments of God's divine mercy in three simple areas. First, always readily forgive people who offend us, especially when we think they don't deserve our forgiveness. Just as Christ willingly died on the cross for us and happily forgives us each time we step into the confessional. Second, we must give of ourselves to other people, perhaps in the form of a second or third or fourth or tenth chance, or a special gift of time or kindness. Even when we have rejected and we have been rejected in the past, just as Christ will give us the gift of himself today in Holy Communion. Third, we should patiently bear the shortcomings of those around us. Just as Christ loves each one of us despite our multitude of daily sins. When we show mercy to one another, we become more like Christ. And lastly, C, or complete trust in Jesus. Jesus, I trust in you, is the prayer inscribed on the image of divine mercy. Trust is faith in action. Trust is our proper response to God's divine mercy to us. We are called to be and have childlike trust in Jesus, which is complete and unwavering. Not a childish trust that is immature and self-seeking. We are called to be totally reliant on Christ and trust completely in his love for us and his ability to forgive us. The more we rely on God, the more trust we have in him, the more we will be able to spread his divine mercy here on earth. Today we are invited by Christ on this Divine Mercy Sunday to overcome our own personal doubts and fears and trust in His divine mercy. He has already forgiven every one of our sins, no matter how big or how many, so that we might have shalom, the peace of Christ. Let us pray that through the graces we will receive today in the Eucharist, we might be better able to spread the mercy of God to all around us and to have childlike trust that God will continue to shower us with His divine mercy for all of eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.